Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Earlier this morning, Bob, you made the bold claim that you wanted to become a boat person.
Yeah, I just think it's time to embrace the lifestyle, get out in the river.
You want to take it with a tinny. You want to get out there, feel the breeze in your hair. I don't think you quite really understand what this takes. You don't even have a boat license.
I don't. I could get one. I just got my driver's license. In fact, I actually only just clicked over to my full license about 2 weeks ago. So I've mastered driving. Let's master steering a boat.
The thing with the boat license is, and this is something I think a lot of people in the Riverland have struggled with, when you get your license and you do the test, it's not just about the river, it's about the sea, because if you get a boat license, you can drive in both. So it's actually quite difficult because, you know, we've grown up around the river here, but it doesn't mean I know sea rules.
Well, when I'm ready to take her out into the ocean, I'll be ready.
Oh, no.
I have just realised the handbook that you got to read through or learn to do the test, 140 pages. I haven't studied for anything in about 6 years since uni. In fact, my last semester of uni, I think I went to the recap lecture for that subject and that was it.
Well, look, you might just get through on pure dumb luck. I've got three questions here from the official, like, practice quiz for your boat license. I'll ask them to you. We'll see how you go. What do you think?
Let's do them all together. Yeah, absolutely.
First question. What level of concentration of alcohol in the blood must the operator of a vessel, crew or skiers on South Australian waters remain under? Again, we're talking vessels, crews and skiers, so everyone out in the water. 0.05, 0.10, 0.02 or nothing. No alcohol permitted.
I'm feeling like a flat zero.
Feeling like a flat zero? All right. Next question.
Whether or not it's enforceable, I don't see the boat police pulling people over.
True. When operating a power-driven vessel near any person in the water or a diver below flag, you must A, not exceed 10 knots within 50 metres, B, take care to keep the propeller clear of swimmers, C, not exceed 4 knots within 50 metres, or D, not exceed 4 knots within 100 metres.
How fast is a knot?
You're the one getting your boat licence.
Look, I like 4 knots sounds reasonable enough. 50 metres is quite a distance.
Yeah.
Let's say 4 and 50.
All right, last question. When travelling upstream or entering a harbour at night, which side should you keep a flashing green light to stay... Sorry, which side should you keep a flashing green light to stay within the channel? I don't even understand the question.
Yeah, look, I tuned out for the first half of that question. Let's just say B.
On your port left side. That's your answer.
Yep, okay. That's what I'll be doing in the test, you know, multiple choice, just wing it.
I'm submitting the answers. Let me just get them up here. So the first question was the concentration of alcohol in your blood. You were wrong. It's not completely zero. It's 0.05.
Oh, right. Same as a car.
Mm-hmm. When operating a power-driven vessel near any persons in the water or a diver below flag, you are correct. You must not exceed 4 knots within 50 metres.
There we go.
When travelling upstream at night, which side should you keep a flashing green light to stay within the channel? You said on your port left side. The answer is actually on your right starboard side. So completely wrong.
Daily quiz rules, that's a fail.
You don't get a boat license off the daily quiz.
No. Well, whatever the ratio is.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's a fail. You're wrong.
I'll keep at it. I'll stick with it. Oh, I'm serious about this. Boat Bob coming 2022.